welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two incredible people. I have with me Danielle Roberts and Tyler Hale. Hello, friends.
Hey.
Hello.
I am so excited you are both here, and I would love for our audience to get to know you a little bit better. So go ahead and introduce yourself and let everyone know where we can find you on the internet.
Well, thank you for having me. First off, I am a wife, a mom of four littles, soon to be 10, 8, soon to be 6, and 3.5. So they keep me busy. I am a certified life coach and essential oils educator. Basically, I believe that women can thrive where they are planted, and they can do that by a holistic nature. So emotional wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, and all of the rest. You can find me at my website, DanielleMRoberts.com. Instagram is where I love to hang out. So Danielle.M.Roberts. And then my podcast is Created for This, which is also the name of my devotional for Christian business owners and entrepreneurs.
I love that. I will say when you started to say soon to be 10, I was like, how do you go from 4 to 10 children at once? That my brain crashed just a little bit. So I'm glad the sentence continued in a little bit more. You know what? No, like, wow, is all I'm going to say.
I could adopt a lot of kids, but you know, that is not the case.
Totally, like, absolutely valid and possible and an option. But I was like, why didn't you start with that? Like, yeah. Fantastic. You are amazing to have that many young children and run a business and a podcast, especially because I don't know if you know this, but children can be loud and audio is difficult. I only have one child and they are 12, and that's a big difference.
God bless my husband who has my kids out on a bike ride right now so that I can do this.
Perfect. Good. Well, we'll make sure that we're done before they get back. Fantastic. All right, Tyler, what about you? Do you have 10 kids hiding in your backyard on a bike ride too?
No, I don't. Hi, everyone. My name's Tyler. I am one half of the hosts for Blessed Are the Feminists. Blessed Are the Feminists is a podcast that highlights the everyday experiences of people who identify both as feminist and as Christian. So my co-host, Jessica Wode, started the podcast and brought me on as a co-host. And we've been doing that for a couple of years now. And we are online at blessedarethefeminists.com. or on Instagram and Twitter at Holy Feminists.
Fantastic. I love it so much. I not only do I have an editor, but I have an amazing scheduler. And Vanessa is incredible with getting good guests to come together. And I'm so excited that you are both here. And let's get started with some podcast talk, shall we?
Cool.
All right. So I would love to know how you started listening to podcasts and what were some of those first ones that you found?
Well, long, long ago, about 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago, I started my foray into the online spaces. I was still in the Navy and kind of figuring out what I wanted to do. So I started listening to some podcasts. I don't even remember what the first ones were, but it was a way that I could get information on how to run a business. And I actually started out as a virtual assistant, so working for somebody virtually, and they had a podcast. And so I was the one that was corresponding with guests. I was looking at the notes, taking the podcast notes, listening to the podcasts, and making all the graphics for that stuff and making sure everything was good to go. And so that's how I started listening to podcasts, was through getting my business started and then working for that client of mine.
Amazing. I love that you were inspired and found some, and then you managed to get a client that is like, oh, hey, I do this. Come and do this. And you're like, okay, I'll listen. That's incredible. Yes. And I can't wait to hear how that navigate and pushed you to get your own microphone up and running. Who was the, if you can say, of course, if you can't, that's fine too. Who was the podcast that you did the back end work for?
I actually have worked for a couple over the years. I've worked for Dana Malstaff of Boss Mom, Jen Rosenbaum, and her podcast is called Shamelessly Feminine. And then the other one is Profit Party by Tanya Reinier.
Love that name. Profit Party is so great. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. So fun. All right, Tyler, what got you started to having some friends in your ears?
Yeah, I remember the exact summer that I started listening to podcasts. It was summer 2005, which is way back. And it was, I was working grounds crew for my college and I was mowing lawns all summer long. And so I would put, I would sneak earbuds underneath my ear protection. And so that I could listen to, things and music. And I had an iPod with a click wheel, the old school kind that was not moisture proof because it failed when I sweated too much on one of the hot days. Oh, no. But I, so audiobooks were like so expensive and I bought myself. So I used to look for the longest audiobook that I could find so that I would get like the most value for my money. So I got like 1776 and you know, all those like big long histories, yeah, of like 39 hours. Well, I was mowing lawns all summer long. So I blew through those in like a week and I was looking for any content, like any content at all that I could listen to make the days pass faster. And if you remember back then you had to like, I think I had to go to a website and download like an MP3 file and then drag that file into my iTunes and then load it onto my iPod. It was such a pain.
So annoying. And oh my gosh. And you'd have to like future-proof your like queue to make sure you had enough, because if you ended, like if you finished your podcast, you had to wait until you got home to refill it.
Exactly. And so I was trying to think of what, I mean, back then it was less like produced podcasts and more you would like have a conversation of people talking, but there was one that had to do with Harry Potter and theology back in the day. And it, and I tried to look it up and there's some new ones out that aren't it. But I remember listening to that one. And then I also remember, and I don't know if either of y'all remember this thing, but it was called like Listen to a Movie. And you could, it was just the audio recording from a movie.
What?
And so I used to like put that on. And then there were various things here and there that I listened to. But then, you know, in 2013, I got my first iPhone. And that's when I really started listening to a lot of podcasts and pretty regularly.
My mind is blown that Listen to a Movie was a thing. And I didn't know about it.
Yeah. I used to put it up on my computer at work too, in my first job, and just listen to movies in the background.
Wow. That's amazing. Oh, I love that journey for you. That's something that this show has taught me is how so often the people discovering podcasts is because they are in a specific situation, whether they're doing work for a client that has podcasts or they're doing a job that is like long hours of not being able to like manage your brain, or a long commute, whether driving or on a train or something like that. And it's so great that all of these different needs are filled by the same medium. Like it's kind of mind blowing to me that happens.
Yeah, it is. It's so powerful the way that we can listen and communicate these days.
I agree 100%. All right. So I would love to know what made you actually finally pick up that microphone and start recording your own podcast. And are the podcasts that you do now your first podcasts?
The first podcast that I started, it was created for this. I started back in 2017 which sounds like eons ago now, I started making YouTube videos and, you know, of course, wanting to meet all of the people where they are, as we were talking about having the ability to communicate with people. I stripped the audio. Well, actually, I started with Vanessa. So Vanessa is my editor.
Yay.
And yeah, you know, I love her. She was able to help me get the audio from the videos that I was making, because I just felt like I was missing out. Like, I am a writer. I love to write. I love to talk. I love to share what I've learned. And there's not a lot of people that will read a blog these days. And so I wanted to meet people where they were at. And I was like, okay, so podcasting is the thing. Like, let's podcast. And I remember it was like August. So almost, you know, 4 years ago, I was pregnant with my son. And like, you know how when you get pregnant, Tyler, you probably don't know this, but your lung capacity shrinks. So yes. I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay. So,
yes.
So that's ultimately it is serving my audience. It's always been about people and the women that listen. And so getting it, the information that I've learned, teaching them what I've learned from the Bible, what God's placed on my heart, and really just bringing it to them in a way that they're able to consume it.
That's amazing. I was a surrogate a couple of years ago, and I was podcasting, and I can't listen to those episodes anymore because that pressure of like, and I'm like, I'm not even majorly pregnant, but I had that the first couple months, I still could not breathe. And I'm like, there's no physical reason for my lung capacity to be so limited, but it was. And so it's interesting that you're able to like capture that history, that personal history, regardless of what you're recording about, in that audio. And you could be like, oh, I remember I was pregnant with this child or whatever situation is going on. That's so incredible. And I love that your audience was able to connect with you through that too.
Mm-hmm. Pregnancy does crazy things, man.
Dude. Yes. Especially when you, have the IVF version of it and like all of the fake hormones put in. Yeah. All sorts of issues. It's been 3 years and so many physical problems left over from it, but it was absolutely worth it. All right. So Tyler, what made you pick up a microphone?
Yeah. I tell people have asked me like, why did you want to start a podcast? And I tell them, I didn't. I don't know if that's a fair answer here, but my good friend Jessica, we had been friends for a long time and we were also coworkers. Jessica walked down to my office one day and said, hey, Tyler, would you be interested in starting a podcast, a Christian feminist podcast with me? And I was like, no way. Like, not gonna happen. I don't think so. And part of that's just like my own insecurities. Like, there's nothing worse for insecurity than listening to yourself and editing every sentence that you said and listening to every time you said like, or said something stupid. And so I was like, oh, I'm already critical enough of other people. Like, there's no way that I could release content into the world. But, I was also at this place in my life where I had just gotten out of grad school and I had gone like through this amazing adventure to get a master's degree in religion. But during that time, my whole denomination like fell apart. Oh, and no. It was all over about about the inclusion of LGBTQ folks. And so I knew where I stood. And I also, was comfortable being left out of that church community as they sort of moved in a different direction. And I felt comfortable being kicked out for loving people. That felt fine for me. I wasn't going to church at that point. I wasn't working in ministry. And like, one, I felt a little embarrassed that I had just like gone to grad school and studied something that I wasn't using. I was back working in student affairs and in a higher ed setting. And I felt like I had this need to exercise as part of my life and to like have these conversations of value and meaning and worth and religion and Christianity. And I needed an outlet for that. And, at that point, that was when Jessica was asking what I consider this thing. So we talked a lot about what it would be, because I didn't just want a microphone where I could tell the world what my thoughts were. Like, there doesn't need to be more of that out in the world. And when Jessica pitched the idea that we were going to hear people's stories, we were just going to listen and ask good questions and hear about their everyday experiences, I was all in. So we launched in 2019, and it's been so fun to do. A lot of work at times, but so fun.
Yeah, always work, always. But so worthwhile and being able to connect both with your co-host, but also with the audience and be able to put something out there that you can be proud of, is so incredible and worthwhile.
Yeah. I love it. It's made Jessica and I become really close, and it's also, you know, we've had to challenge each other, to grow together, to learn from each other. And so that's been a really cool side benefit to the project.
So awesome. I love working with people like that and working with your friends. I oftentimes will have my friends come on my podcast just so that I can have somebody else to talk with. So as you said, it's not just me.
Love
that's
it.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's the bond you create with somebody that you podcast continuously with is something you can't replace in any other aspect, like, because it's different than a spouse, it's different than a partner, it's different than like a best friend, because you have this like structure to your conversations almost. Mm-hmm. It's unique, and I hope everyone who wants to experience this option has the opportunity to do so, because the barrier of entry is low. If you want to talk about something, by golly, talk about it. Because your voice is valid and your opinions need to be heard. Okay, with that emotional moment, we're going to take a step over to your favorite podcast listening device, whether it's the Click Wheel iPod or some sort of podcast player. What episode of which podcast would start playing if you hit play?
Oh, gosh. I wasn't looking for an episode number. Hold on.
That's so okay. Open it up. Show me. Give me the truth. This is the real thing. This isn't the, oh, well, I clearly only listen to NPR. I want to hear the shows that you actually listen to.
So NPR is not that bad.
No. No hate, no shame for NPR. I just know that a lot of times people are like, oh, well, I only listen to NPR because of the high quality, like amazing podcasts. They're fantastic. It's great. But there's other shows out there.
Okay. So the dirty, ugly truth.
Yes.
Is I am listening to episode 79, The Truth About Your No Like Trust Factor and Why It's Not Converting, in Abby Kappa's podcast, She's Here For It.
Love it. See, that's the dirty truth. That's what I love. That's what I love. All right, Tyler, what's your dirty truth?
Yeah. So, well, loaded up right now, I have this podcast, because I had to do a little bit of research. So, but if I go back one podcast, I have, it's kind of weird because it's not really a podcast that I listen to a lot. But I was listening to Armchair Expert, which is, Dax Shepard's podcast. And he was interviewing Jason Mantzoukas, who is a comedian. I think he's hilarious. And I was doing like this super long drive. I was driving up from Santa Cruz to the Oregon coast, and it was like 11 hours and I needed something to stay awake. And so I put this on and it was such a good episode. I didn't know this, but Jason Mantzoukas, who's a famous comedian, he got a religion degree, like a theology degree, and studied like the way that music creates these euphoric experiences and sort of transcendental, like, religious experiences. And he got paid to go and just listen to music all over the Middle East and like be a part of these religious experience. It was so cool. And I was not expecting that. I'm not like, I know that sounds like, oh, course of theology guy's going to talk about a theology thing, but I literally put it on because Jason Manzoukas makes me laugh and I needed to stay awake. And while I was listening to it, I was like, mind blown. That was so cool. So, yeah, I don't, here, let me look at the episode number, right now.
Interesting. So truthfully, I did just get an associate's degree in biblical studies.
Oh, nice.
But my, two degrees ago was an associate's in Spanish and I'm not using it at all. So,
I mean,
there's a lot of people that don't use their degrees.
The degree is there to give you that magical piece of paper that says you finished something and give you the experience, unless you're going to, you know, be a doctor. And then I guess a medical degree is probably important. My bachelor's is in sociology and I use it in a very like tangential like access thing, but yeah, man, schooling is weird.
Yeah,
it is. It's such a big deal. And there's so many things that I feel like are just outdated about it and unnecessary, but that's a tangent for a whole other time.
Yeah. I think that's for a future podcast called, let's see, what would we call it?
Rethinking Education.
Ooh, love it. That sounds super professional too. Doesn't and then we sound- come in and just like complain about the whole thing. I love it. Oh my goodness. So good. Okay. So we are now down to the final podcast related question. And I would love to know what your favorite podcasts are and why you love them so much. And yes, you may have more than one.
Okay, good. Cause I wrote down three.
Perfect.
So my favorites right now. So she's here for it, which is the one that I was just listening to. Your Virtual Upline with, I think it's Bob Heilig. So he talks more about for MLMs and direct sales companies. So it's a good like growth podcast for my business. And then the Essential Oils Revolution has really interesting facts and education on essential oils. And so it's kind of personal and business development all in one.
Love it. And whatever can give you some relief from running the four children.
Yes. You know, that is.
Yes, okay. For sure. Okay. Love that. Tyler, do you have three? Do you have 30?
Oh,
how
my
many
goodness.
Favorite podcasts?
Like I literally made a list and I think it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13 on it.
Oh my goodness.
But that's because I... like I can't, it just totally changes with what my mood is. Like sometimes I want a really like heady newsy one. Sometimes I want some long form. Sometimes I just want to laugh. But let's see, if I had to narrow it down, I will say one that I listen to all the time and have for many years is 99% Invisible.
Yes.
It's by Roman Mars. It's about the world of design and how that impacts that everyday experiences of people. Sometimes you get a nice little history lesson. Sometimes you're talking about justice issues and the way that we design sidewalks to include more people or exclude. And so I think that one's really cool. I used to be a big fan of Reply All and listen to all of their stuff. And then recently they had sort of a reconciling that, where that podcast, I think they're not going to continue anymore. I can't quite remember what the future of that podcast is. But I listened to that a lot. And then I don't know if y'all have ever heard of it, but, Good Job Brain. I listen to that all the time. Have either of you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Good Job Brain is a pub trivia practice podcast.
Oh my like, God.
It's for like, if you want to get better at pub trivia. So they have all these different, mnemonic devices for remembering the provinces in Canada or like remembering, you know, all sorts of different facts that come up and then they quiz each other. And so I love it. It's pretty heavy on comedy and, is a really great listen. We put it on in the car, my wife and I a lot. And we play along trivia with them. I highly recommend it. Good Job Brain.
Oh, so awesome. I'm going to have to listen to that because one of my goals in life secretly is to, get better at trivia at the bar because my husband's super good and I want to be able to beat him.
This is your podcast.
Yes.
I mean, talk about like specific niche podcasts. This is incredible. I cannot believe that I have not heard of this before. I love, I'm so excited to go back to the pub world and be able to like do pub trivia. Like my brother and I are masters at it because we've got a good range of random things. It's when it comes down to like names that I fail. I'm so excited for this. Okay. Adding that to my list, which of course is the problem with the show like this, is that I always leave with at least one show to add to my never ending queue. And it's very difficult for somebody that doesn't actually listen to a ton of podcasts anymore. And, but that's okay because I subscribe to it and I'm like, it's there for when I'm ready for it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I recently had to go and clean out all my old episodes because my phone didn't have any more storage space on it.
No.
And so I was just like deleting old podcasts that I had downloaded with every intention to listen to. And I mean, there were like hundreds in there, which is so different.
No wonder your poor phone.
Yeah. It's like, it's so different from, you know, thinking about 5 or 10 years ago when we were like scrambling to find content to listen to. Now there's so much out there.
Yes.
And some of it's such, so well produced and well researched and it is just such a cool way to consume information.
Oh, I love it. And I love that there's so many different options out there for everyone to like contribute or ideas and random things. And because it's so easy to do, it means that you can have this random idea of, oh, I want to do a podcast about pub trivia. And then you can just make it happen. And then people find it and they listen to it and they mention it on a different random podcast. And it's so fantastic how this exists and this is possible. And it just blows my mind if I think about it too much. So instead, we're going to move on to the final question. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right. Audience, if you have a question that you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire bonus. I also would love to hear your answers to my bonus questions. So tweet with the hashtag FIYE answer. That's fire answer to share your answers to my questions. This episode question, you may have to think about a little bit. So feel free. Javier will cut out the space in the, the waiting, the thinking space. We're not going to put a Jeopardy like audio for it, but I want to know, what's the funniest place that you've ever fallen asleep?
I can tell you this, actually. This is not difficult. I'll give you some time, Tyler. So Navy boot camp, on the last section of our training, we have a simulation ship that we have to go through. It is an all-night event. We have to take everything we've learned in the last 8-9 weeks and put it to use on this Navy simulation. I can't tell you about it because we're not supposed to tell like what actually happens. But so that night we were up all night long. I was stressed the night before, so I didn't really sleep long. And so as we were walking, I think we had like final haircuts or we had a final something before graduation. And so we're marching in line and I fell asleep. I have no recollection of marching for a certain pace. And I'm fairly certain other people did as well, because we were kind of talking about it. We're like, we were so tired.
Wow.
So that's probably the funniest.
But your body was still moving. You were still marching.
Yes.
Wow.
We had to somehow, like, I have no idea how it happened, but I just remember like waking up and being somewhere. And I had no idea.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing. I am so glad I asked this question because that right there is worth it. Tyler, can you top that?
I don't know if I can top that, but I do No. So you know how teenagers are really tired, like all the time?
Yes.
I was also a teenager at one point in my life. Yep. Whoa. And I was also tired all the time when I was a teen. So I used to have to wake up early to do jazz band. And so like that started before school. And I found a way to sleep standing up in the shower by putting my back heels against one side of the tub and then my knees against the other side of the tub. And then I would put my hands like over my face. And then I would tuck into the corner and I could sleep in my shower that way in the morning. And so I would wake up, I would start showering and fall asleep. And I got in so much trouble with my mom because our water bill, we were from like the high desert. So our bill was like through the roof after like a month of me discovering how to take a nap in the shower. But it, what a pleasant way to take a nap, you know, warm water. And then you wake up, you know, refreshed and already in the shower. It's great. So yeah, I would say in the shower.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing. All right. You both had perfect answers to this question. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find Danielle on Instagram at Danielle M. Roberts, and Tyler is at Holy Feminist, and I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much, and I hope you have an absolutely amazing day.